This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
21 people killed at Walmart in El Paso, 26 others injured. 21-year-old Patrick Crucius, they say, is the one who did it. He's a Trump supporter. I mean, in the wake of a tragedy where 20-something people are killed, first thing that they want to know, what type of weapon? It was a gun. Oh, my God. It was a gun? Oh, goodness, goodness gracious. Luckily, he didn't take an 18-wheeler and just plow over people as they exited the store. Because then we'd be thinking something different, right? So we have to know that he used a gun. And number two, what's his political ideology? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. It's a tragedy when people die for any reason, especially when they're just shopping. You know, looking for the little yellow smiley that says the prices have been marked down. How many people shop at Walmart every day? Millions. And in two Walmarts, Mississippi, disgruntled employee, and another guy who they say wanted to make a point about illegal immigration. Man. And the left sees on this stuff. They love it. I said earlier in the broadcast, they love it. They love for any angle to come back to the Republicans, to conservatives, anything. Don't forget how many illegals in the 24-hour period accosted, killed, maimed, raped, whatever, some citizen of the United States. That could be 1,000. They don't care. 20 people were killed here. 1,000 people would have been killed by illegals last night, and you won't get a mention of it on the media. But this shooting involving a gun, if this guy had knifed all these people, you know, it would be, who knows what they'd say. I don't even know. I can't even fathom a guess. Anyway, 20-something people dead, 20. And that's what we're supposed to be focused on. Hey, forget that we have the most employed humans in American history. 157,288,000 people employed in America. That's almost half the population. That's what's going on in this country. We are feasting in this country. And all they can do is liberals can do, is look for the negatives. They're blaming Donald Trump for this shooting. Barack Obama is to blame for this shooting. Let's be very clear. Barack Obama is to blame for this shooting. Leftism is to be blamed for this shooting. El Paso, arm yourselves. You know you live in Texas. You can carry a weapon. Gillette lost $8 billion on their transgender campaign. You guys remember that? In fact, I just thought about this the other day, because I ban anything where these people make these political social justice agenda statements. And I hadn't banned Gillette. I actually use a Gillette razor. I'm no longer going to use Gillette, and I'm glad many of you stopped. I don't know how that one slipped by me. I mean, I heard the story, but I guess because I buy those doggone things in bulk at Costco, you know. So I got like $40,000 worth of razors, just one sheet. And so I hadn't bought them in a while, and so that's the good news. I haven't bought any, because I use a razor till it's practically peeling the skin off my face. But the point is, I'm no longer going to use it, but you stopped using them, and it cost Gillette $8 billion. That's how much Gary Kuhn, CEO and president of Gillette, had to write down of Procter & Gamble last quarter. He said it was worth paying, and that he doesn't mind alienating some customers. Look, if you want to make a statement that, hey, transgender, you too can use our razors, I don't really care. But when you gear your marketing towards them, I go, what in the world are you thinking? If I were an investor in Gillette, I'd be even more mad. A group that makes up such a small, not even, I think that's 1/116th of the population is transgender. It's so small, it's so minuscule that it's, I'm not trying to diminish these people. Don't look at me like I'm crazy over there, guys. I believe in everybody's rights. I'm saying, as a marketing, as a company doing business, and you say, okay, there are 150 million men, real men in the world, and then there's a 1 million women who want to be men. They want to shave. Which one am I going to market to as a practical, capitalist? I'm going to market to the 150 dudes. I'm not cutting the other people out. Hey, you want a real close shave? Here you go. But I'm going to go, you want a real close shave to make sure that people don't know that you're formerly a woman? Or a man? I guess it would have to be going to a woman. Yeah, you get what I'm saying. Y'all know what I was saying. Don't act like you don't know. So, you get what I'm saying? Whatever direction you're going, I would not be marketing towards the other group. I'd be marketing towards a bigger group. But he goes, this guy's like, I don't care. So what, we lost $8 billion. He says, it was a price worth paying. See, this is what happens to venerable companies. 188-year-old company, been making razors and blades and, what do they call it, shaving cream and all this other stuff. And one progressive comes along and says, we're going to change everything because this is the new way of the world. No, it isn't. Men have been shaving for millennia. We just started out using rocks. And then we went to carved rocks, and then we went to steel or whatever else, and then we went to the, we still got steel and titanium, but then we get mixed up with one of these clowns, and suddenly, forget about what the job of a razor is supposed to do, let's make it politically correct. Says it was pretty stark, we were losing share, we were losing awareness and penetration, and something had to be done. He said he and Gillette decided to take a chance in an emotionally charged way. Well, if I were a stockholder, I'd say stop taking chances. Go back to the norm. Yeah, the Me Too movement. They attacked masculinity, depicted men and boys engaging in sexual harassment and bullying and workplace condescension of women. That was their way to market. Yeah. What I say was transgender stuff. Well, whatever. It was a beat up man campaign, is what it was, according to this article. Well, they got what they got. $8 billion. I think they did do something with transgender, though. Oh, the other part of it was, is this the best a man can get? Pathetic. Yeah, there was a transgender.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I knew that Gillette commercial had some transgenders in it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. We were just talking about this Gillette commercial that cost, this Gillette campaign that belittled men. Is this the best that men can get? Men bullying women and, you know, doing things at the workplace that were inappropriate, blah, blah, blah. They lost $8 billion. Way to go, guys. Way to go. Way to go, women that said, I'm not buying my guy Gillette razors. Go get the other ones. I forget the other guys. I bought some of their razors. I wasn't as happy with them, but I'll buy them. I'll buy anything but Gillette. I'm not buying any more Gillette. I will ban a company. I'm not telling you. You can do what you want. You guys do what you want. You know, because you get a favorite blade, go for it. But I'm banning them. Anyway, there was another ad. They said it was a transgender youth learning how to shave. They said Gillette also attacked traditional feminine beauty in ads for its Venus razors for women featuring obese and transsexual models. I mean, you want to talk about going against the grain of Madison Avenue. They did it all. Gillette was torpedoing itself all to make a politically correct statement. If you were an investor in Gillette, if you worked for Gillette, you should have gone up and slapped the living daylights out of the CEO and president of your company and said, what the heck are you thinking? See, this is what I talk about. This is why we started Seeking Educational Excellence, which is getting rid of identity politics in education, but it's identity politics everywhere. Gillette makes razors. I don't give a crap if you shave your dog's butt with my razors. It'll be the closest shave on your dog's butt you ever had. If you are hairier than Sasquatch and you want to look like a woman, you want to be a drag queen, get a Gillette. But I don't care what you do with it. It's just going to give you a close shave, Herman. Turned Edwina, I don't care. God, this is so annoying. And it's everywhere. Everybody's got to, you know, it's like I talk about this gluten-free or whatever else. Everybody's got to prove that they're more this or that. I was watching this show called Million Dollar Mile, I think it's called. And you know what practically every contestant, they say, well, you know, you have a chance to win $1 million. You know, what are you going to do with your money? Oh, my gosh, I really want to help the transgender, and I really want to help the blacks, and I really want to help women get ahead and all this. I would go up there and say, man, if I win $1 million, I'm going to take some vacation. I'm going to go spend some money on myself. I don't care about your transgender, your black people, your Latinos, the poor, the starving. I'm not giving a nickel to anybody. I'm going to go spend that money like a maniac. How about we do that? But everybody's got to get up there and make it. I watch a show called Chopped. These chefs go out, they get a mystery basket, they got to make something. They always say, what do you want to do? Oh, you know, I have a charity for blah, 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 this, that, and the other, and, you know, or my daughter needs to see how women can be empowered, and that's why I want to win. I always say I can tell who's going to win CHOP, because if there's two white dudes and a black chick, the black chick's going to win CHOP. If it's a black chick and a Latina chick, I have to wait a little while, and I go, okay, it's going to be the Latina chick this time. But it's rarely going to be the white dude, you know. It may be the black dude occasionally, but it depends on the makeup. But because it's not about the cooking and all that. It's everybody's political statement. Oh, I've got to prove that the transgender, you know, I'm a transgender cook. I didn't realize that mattered. Delicious food does not care what your sexuality is. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. That's not even what I want to talk about. I'm talking about stupid leftist news. The Swedish municipality of Bengtsfors has petitioned the national government for aid, get this, due to massive costs incurred in taking in more migrants than the municipality could afford. So, here's Sweden. Hey, come, welcome to Sweden, and come and enjoy the Swedish culture, blah, 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 and enjoy the raping of our women. It is okay by us, okay? So they bring in all these doggone Muslims into Bengtsfors, and now they can't afford them. Hey, leftists, is this thing on? It turns out that bringing in migrants isn't positive income for the economy. Hard to believe given what we've been told. They said local moderate party politician Stig Bertelsson said in a multi-page letter was clear in identifying the cause of the budget deficit as being related to the large number of, quote, new Swedes taken in. Costing municipalities that have received new arrivals have continued to be substantial even when government revenues have stopped. This creates a large negative hole in the municipal cash register. That is a fancy way of saying is these suckers are making us not be able to pay the bills. Just say it. Say it for what it is. When asked about tax revenues from new migrants that could bridge the deficit gap, Bertelsson said that in the long run, he hoped there would be a rise in revenues. But so far, there has not been one. He says the Swedish labor market has a long way to go. Oh, really? Oh, so here's some unemployment figures in Sweden that are much higher. So the migrants are at 19.9% unemployment compared to 3.6% for native Swedes. So the new Swedes don't want to work. Guess what the new Swedes want? They want to get paid for doing nothing. These are people from crap hole countries that aren't making any, that were making nothing over there, come to Sweden and go, I can get on a public dole? Are you kidding me? So they put enough of them to work so they can emulate into society, set up their halal markets and whatever else, and build a Muslim community, and the rest of them live off the blood, sweat, and tears of the old Swedes. So the new Swedes, yeah, I'm using my finger quotes, a.k.a. the Muslims, these Muslim men are getting over. And not only that, they're meeting these young Swedish girls who find it, oh, they're so intriguing, they're so mysterious, and get pregnant, and then find themselves as sex slaves over in, you know, some foreign country. It's a vicious cycle. Oh, man, what else we got? We got, oh, well, do we have time? Yeah, we do. So the women's soccer team, they said, has lost $27.5 million since 2009. Yay! I don't even remember that girl's name that wouldn't go to the White House. But let me tell you something, women's soccer, women's basketball, women's baseball, women's whatever, name your women's sport, it ain't ever going to be bigger than a man's sport. Never. Just not. Anyway, they've lost, they said from 2009 to 2019, they've lost $27 million. They've only made money 2 years. And I believe it was 2016 and 2017. That was ticket revenues minus event expenses. They said, but they generate a net loss year after year. This was in a good year. They didn't even generate money in the year that they won the whatever, the World Cup. That's how much we care about women's soccer. Now, look, if you got daughters and you want them playing sports and all that and you want to empower your daughters, do it. I have no problem with that. Let them play against other girls. I'm not talking about trans girls, but real girls. Let them play against them. Feel good about their athleticism. There's some girls that are great athletes. But in the end, have them get some real jobs.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two additional victims have died following the mass shooting on Saturday in El Paso, Texas, bringing the number of people killed to 22.
Unfortunately, these wounds have been devastating and major, and we are deeply saddened to be here today to have to tell you that two patients have passed.
President Trump will visit El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio on Wednesday. The president also addressed the nation from the White House and says enough is enough.
We are outraged and sickened by this monstrous evil, the cruelty, the hatred, the malice, the bloodshed, and the terror.
Rocky day on Wall Street as the Dow was down over 700 points, mainly based on the U.S.-China trade war as that continues to escalate. China has also allowed its currency to fall to its lowest level against the dollar in more than a decade. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Those people are living in hell in Baltimore. They're largely African American. You have a large African American population, and they really appreciate what I'm doing, and they've let me know it.
I have no doubt that is very true. The president bringing attention to the squalor, the third world conditions that exist in practically every city in this country, every major city in this country. And you know what they all have in common? I don't have to educate you, people listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. You know what every one of these cities have in common. They are run by Democrats. And in most cases, they are run by black Democrats. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. There's no denying what's going on in these cities. And you know who's in control of them? Congressional black circus clowns like Cummings. That's right, Elijah Cummings. And Donald Trump is doing what no other candidate has done, probably could do, is he's bringing it to light. And guess what? Black people are responding. I dare you, leftists, go out on Twitter, go through your Twitter feed, look at the number of black people that go, President Trump is right. It's crazy up here in Baltimore. It's crazy. It's a lot of crime here. It ain't just Baltimore. Every time you see these black folks doing a video, it isn't somebody going, man, that Donald Trump, he ain't nothing. They want you to believe, if you wear that MAGA hat, that nothing but mayhem and destruction will occur to you. There are people that are proud MAGA hat wearing black folks that are speaking out. You better be thankful that you have a president willing to confront the real boogaboo, as my brother would say, the boogeyman that exists. And that boogeyman is every member of the Congressional Black Circus is over a district that is doing nothing but hurting black folks in droves. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Elijah Cummings commented on the infestation that is occurring in Baltimore, and they uncovered this back in 1999. You guys have probably heard it, but we'll comment on it afterwards.
This morning, I left my community of Baltimore, a drug-infested area, where a lot of the drugs that we're talking about today have already taken the lives of so many children. The same children that I watched 14 or 15 years ago as they grew up, now walking around like zombies. This is only 40 miles away from here.
That's right. That's Elijah Cummings being truthful about his district. When, and you know what's funny? If he were to be truthful about it and say, look, black folks, we got to start solving problems. We have a crime problem. That crime problem is brought on by a lot of the policies that have entrapped us in this hellhole that we exist in, and we're going to have to start dealing with it honestly by saying what it is. He calls it drug infested. It's drug infested because it's crime infested, because there's no opportunity, and you're doing nothing, Cummings, to bring opportunity into the district. I did a profile of Baltimore a while back. Back during the Freddie Gray thing, and it was horrible. If it weren't for Johns Hopkins, Baltimore would be like a nuclear bomb went off in there. Johns Hopkins is the major employer, you know, money generator, because you think of a hallowed institution, you know, of medicine. Johns Hopkins is certainly one of them. It's like Loma Linda, and it's in Baltimore. I mean, of all places. But if it weren't for that, and the fact that they spent $1.8 billion that they got nothing for in Baltimore and Obama's ARRA funds, the Reconstruction Reinvestment Act or whatever they call it, then what would Baltimore be? A city that is overwhelmingly black, run by blacks, black mayor, black councilmen, you know, what else? Black everything, black school board, black. And what is it getting blacks? Absolutely nothing. Got a rat infested, drug infested, crime infested, no opportunity infested. if such a thing can exist. Anyway, Tucker Carlson asked one of the councilmen his thoughts about Baltimore.
What did happen to the $2.3 billion the Fed sent Baltimore over the last 10 years? It's not evident when you drive through.
Well, I'm actually not here to talk about what happened to the money, what happened, who didn't do what. I'm here to talk about how hard Baltimore City residents take care of their neighborhoods, clean up, those kind of things, and talk about 400 years of structural racism, not just in Baltimore, all over the country for black people.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's okay. That's an interesting topic, but I mean, it doesn't quite get to the key question, which is, like, why have two mayors resigned? What happened to the money? Why is the murder rate higher than almost every country on the planet? What is the core problem in Baltimore, do you think?
The murder rate comes from 400 years of structural racism, which leads to poverty, which leads to inadequate education, which leads to crime, and now mental health for 400 years.
There you go, white folks. 400 years of devastation. And let me go ahead and tell you what the next thing is going to be, okay? It's going to be 450 years of devastation, 500 years of devastation, 1,000 years of devastation, because it will never end. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm telling you, the grievance industry, the oppression industry created by black people like this councilman, Robert Stokes. And okay, so I want to go back to Baltimore's makeup. Robert Stokes is the councilman. No telling how long he's been there. I guarantee he's a political figure known throughout. Two mayors, Tucker Carlson said, you've had two mayors resign, both black, by the way. Black women, all right, if that's not interesting enough. You've got a councilman who's been there for decades who recognizes the problem. And you know what's going on? You are more dangerous than almost any country in the world. If you are a migrant saying, I want to come from El Salvador and I want sanctuary in Baltimore, you should be automatically rejected, because there is no sanctuary in Baltimore. There is no sanctuary in Detroit. There is no sanctuary in Cleveland. There is no sanctuary in Cincinnati. There is no name me your big city. I'll show you your crime rate. Every time these freaking Europeans talk to me about, Kevin, your guns, I say, if we take out the top 20 big cities in America, we are the safest country, one of the safest countries in the world. Take them out. Take out St. Louis. Take out Chicago. Take out Detroit. Take out blah, blah, blah. We are the safest country in the world. With all the guns we have, it's amazing how safe we become. They've been giving statistics. Yeah, I love this. I love this discussion. I love this Baltimore discussion. Because every time we have the discussion now, we can talk about the statistics of Baltimore. We can talk about how crappy the schools are. We can talk about the lack of business. Donald Trump has saved Baltimore's black behind by making jobs, real jobs. He has reduced the unemployment in Baltimore more than Barack Obama. When Obama left, it was 6.2%, and that was fake jobs. Under Trump, it is under 5%, real jobs. So all this nonsense that these people want to talk about is ridiculous. 400 years of devastation, 400 years of oppression, and this, that, and the other. If you are buying into this, America, shame on you. If you're listening to race pimps like Robert Stokes and Elijah Cummings and all of their enablers, President Trump is a racist for calling out the obvious problems of Baltimore and every city run by Democrats, run by, in some, most cases, black Democrats. He's a racist for that. Then we're all racist. Because you know what we're calling out? We're calling out the obvious. We're calling out the obvious that leftist policies do not work. They've been proven to fail. You've given these cities over to blacks. What more can you ask for? They've got the biggest buildings. They've got the biggest infrastructure. This is where America has invested more money than in anything. Rural America doesn't even exist in comparison to cities and the infrastructure that's been put in there. They've got it all. They've got government-run everything. They've got the best transportation systems. They've got L's. They've got subways. They've got buses. They've got it all. They've got school systems set up. They've got all kinds of bureaucracy and infrastructure. And you know what they have? They've got all the problems that regular America doesn't have to face. With all this nirvana, all this utopia, black people have flocked into these utopias. These indoctrination centers. And what do we get? We get crime-infested, drug-infested, crackhead-infested cities is what we have. We got more on this when we come back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So, you know, I know it's hard for you. You think it's hard to believe that Trump is racist, but he's repeatedly used racially charged language. He consistently attacks black and brown elected leaders. So why is that hard to believe, Pastor?
Well, I find President Trump leaders of all colors. He attacks who he will. He's his own man, and I can't dictate what he should or should not do, but he does not just attack black people. He attacks anybody, and you know it.
That was Pastor Owens, an acquaintance of mine. I know his son much better, but He was being interviewed by Don Lemon. Don Lemon won. Surely you believe that Donald Trump is a racist. He's a racist. It's funny to me how these people define racism. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Don Lemon is a racist. And it's funny that Don Lemon doesn't realize he's a racist. See, Don Lemon is an interesting racist. And let me just tell you how leftist racism works, black leftist racism. It's selective. It hates certain white people. It detests all white people, but it hates certain white people. It will tolerate certain white people. This is why it's funny to me, because black folks on the left will say to me, Kevin, you better be careful around them white folks. Well, when things change, when things turn, they're going to turn on you. And I'm like, do I look worried? Am I concerned that you white folks are going to turn on me and suddenly I'm going to get lynched? I'm afraid not. Sorry, those days are over, white folks. This black man is not worried about. I will not die from lynching. Okay? I'll put it that way. Because here's what I can guarantee you. If anybody tried to lynch me, you would have to kill me first. I'd be dead before I was strung up in a tree. That's what the autopsy would show. I'm not getting lynched. And I'm certainly not getting lynched by anybody on the right because you people don't see me that way. Now, if I were to get lynched, I'd get lynched on the left. What's interesting to me is the black folks that are telling me I could get lynched by you white people, you conservative whites, are the very ones who could get lynched by their own. It's mob rule. They don't get it. Those white folks will turn on a dime. They have no core. They have no moral core, no ethics, and they will turn on a dime. Let the Muslims decide they want to go after blacks. Well, those white people, oh, let's get them black people because we are down with you Muslims. They will do it in an instant. It's crazy to me. Anyway, Don Lemon doesn't like that this pastor, Pastor Owens, is like, no, Trump is an equal opportunity. Go get him. He'll get anybody. And Don Lemon doesn't want to agree with that. But anyway, here's the rest of it.
So as a man of faith, as a Christian, you're saying he attacks anyone. It sounds like you're condoning attacks. Is that Christianly or godly?
I'm just stating a statement of fact. I'm not condoning anything. I'm stating a statement of fact. President Trump does not pick the people he attacks because of color. He attacks anybody he feels needed.
And is that okay with you?
Well, I'm not his judge, but I've been attacked. Let me tell you something. Let me give you a little background. I was in seminary, and I started recruiting students for this university. And I got criticism from my leaders, from many ministers, why are you down at that white man's school? So I'm used to criticism. I couldn't believe it. We started out with 3 students and put 400 students in a university, inner city students, that this ministry, CAP, was born out of, which was giving a chance ministry, asking the university to give these students a chance to go to college.
So,
students,
Pastor,
who had no idea they could even go to college.
I appreciate your giving me your biography. I do, but for the sake of time, because I don't have a lot of time if you have a lot of show.
So Don Lemon doesn't want to hear his story about taking these kids and putting them into working at a white seminary, going to school at a white seminary, and taking black kids and bringing them into this white seminary and getting negative attacks. He doesn't want to hear that. All he wants to hear is it okay? And I got to tell you, welcome back, by the way, to the Kevin Jackson Show. I love it when these so-called politicos like Don Lemon say, especially these lefties, bring up God. Is that godly? Is it godly for him to respond to an attack? See, let's go back to Mueller. They wanted Trump to lay down. They wanted Trump to just let them roll over. Just roll over on Trump. Why would you, how could you possibly want to fight back when we're putting all this against you? And Trump said, I'm fighting back. And he says, it's a farce, it's a snake, it's a snipe hunt, it's a witch hunt, it's a con job, and I'm innocent. There's no collusion, no obstruction, whatever, and have everything you want at it. Oh, you're going to fire Mueller. I didn't even mention firing Mueller. No, I'll keep Mueller. Then they keep Mueller, and they go, oh, well, he wanted to fire Mueller, and then it was a conspiracy to fire Mueller, and they make a whole complete Democrat committee and judicial committee over Trump's not firing of Mueller. I just want you to understand the craziness of leftism. So he doesn't fire Mueller. Yeah, but he thought about it, and we have a conspiracy of thought. So Donald Trump could say, I think Mueller's a complete farce. I think he's a fraud, and we should consider firing him. Oh, there's a conspiracy. And he would actually voice an opinion about a guy who's got more ties to the Democrats and more ties to the corruption than anything, and he dare mention firing him. And even though he didn't, there's still corruption and obstruction. That's how crazy they are. So Don Lemon says, how dare he want to fight back when the pastor says, look, he fights back against everybody. Do you criticize when he fights against white people? Because that's essentially the question. Oh, Don, is it only the weak but black folks that you decide you're going to criticize Trump over? The people who what? Can't protect themselves? What? Does Elijah Cummings not have a mouth? I think Elijah Cummings is fighting back pretty much by the book. He's a racist for attacking me. Was he a racist for attacking Rosie O'Donnell? Or Chelsea Grammer or anybody else? Is he a racist for that? Why don't you come to their aid? Why is it only black folks need people to come to their aid? It's them weak but black leftists. They're the ones who need protection. Because they're a bunch of sissies. I'm going to say it. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'll say it for you. If you're a leftist and you're black, you need somebody to do your fighting for you because you're a big sissy. That's all it is. Black conservatives, I don't need anybody fighting for me. There will people be on a thread. I like it when they do. I'm like, oh, good for you. You go, white boy. Go do some fighting. I don't care. You know, hone your skills. But trust me, I don't need it. If somebody says to me, hey, Kevin, somebody's talking smack about you on a thread, go watch what I do. One of my buddies was tweeting to me the other night. He says, dude, you are smacking people down on Twitter. I said, yeah. One of my friends texted me and said, hey, man, you're trending on Twitter for this reason. I said, oh, okay. I went on Twitter, and I started smacking them down. And you know what happened? Twitter silence. And I don't care whether I can be in the blackest of the blackest areas. I could be in the whitest of the whitest areas. My views are my views. I will say them. End of story. And if you don't like them, don't like them. I don't care. Is that godly? That's what Don Lemon asked. Is it godly for Donald Trump to respond back? Is it godly for Donald Trump to criticize a city for being what it is? Is it godly for him to attack somebody that deserves attacking, that has essentially not lived according to his purpose, his representation of the people of Baltimore, or insert leftist city here? You know why this is a big, this is a Kaepernick size issue that seems like it's limited to Baltimore, but it in no way is limited to Baltimore. This is about America. And leave it to Trump to make people understand this. Now, Sharpton claims this is going to energize the black vote.
Ratchet up his rhetoric on the conditions in major American cities and attempt to blame them on Democrats.
Look at Los Angeles with the tents and the horrible, horrible, disgusting conditions. Look at San Francisco. Look at some of your other cities. The homicide rate in Baltimore is significantly higher than El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala.
Unfortunately, we don't have time to play the entire clip. But Sharpton actually says this may be what it takes to energize the black vote. And you know what? Sadly, he's right. Oh, yeah. But hey, folks, don't feel bad. Sadly, he's right for the Democrats. Because this may very well energize the black vote against the Democrats. That's what I predict is going to happen. The Democrats are going to find out that black people know exactly that Trump is correct.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.